AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Both praise and condemnation today of the Iran nuclear deal. UN Security Council readying a resolution to endorse the pact restricting Iran's nuclear development in exchange for the lifting of sanctions against Tehran. One vocal critic of the 10-year deal, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who calls it an historic mistake by the U.S. and its negotiating partners. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports that President Obama has talked by phone with Netanyahu.
Even though Netanyahu's called the deal a stunning mistake, the president, we're told, insisted it will verifiably ensure the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program going forward. Obama noted Defense Secretary Ash Carter is visiting Israel next week and will, says Obama, consult with leaders there on how to counter Iran's continued destabilizing activities in the Mideast.
The agreement places verifiable restrictions on Iran's nuclear program for at least 10 years in exchange for the lifting of tens of billions of dollars in economic sanctions against Iran. Greece's parliament votes tomorrow night on legislation needed to start talks on the country's third economic bailout. The prime minister is facing a backlash over the agreement reached with the European creditors. Many in his radical left party say they won't vote for the deal because it goes back on election pledges to repeal austerity measures. A 16-year-old girl somehow survived a small plane crash she says killed her step-grandparents in the rugged mountains of north-central Washington state. Okanogan County Sheriff Frank Rogers says Autumn Veach was able to make it from the crash site to safety.
She said she was a 16-year-old girl. She was involved in a plane crash, and she had been hiking for 2 days and hiked out to the highway where a car picked her up and brought her to the store.
Veach was flying from Montana to Washington State on Saturday when she says the plane crashed into a mountain, killing her step-grandparents. This is AP Radio News. New York City agrees to a $5.9 million settlement with Eric Garner's family. Garner died nearly a year ago after being wrestled to the ground by police officers using a chokehold on him. His wife, Esau Snipes, says she still wants the Justice Department to bring charges.
They deserve to be prosecuted. They treated my husband like an animal. And I think that they give animals more respect than they give humans.
The family is pressing for federal civil rights charges against Officer Daniel Pantaleo after a state grand jury declined to indict him. Federal authorities are investigating. An Indiana jury has convicted a man of murder, arson, fraud, and Indianapolis home explosion that killed two people. Prosecutors say Mark Leonard planned the November 2012 explosion that killed John Longworth and his wife, Jennifer. That explosion also damaged or destroyed more than 80 other homes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.